Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. Easy Way family, you know who you are. And to the star host of the show, my son, and digital amazing person, I don't know what to say. I'm just totally always surprised every day when I see what he's creating and building, Eric Zuli. Eric, are you ready to rock and roll this morning on Radio Boomers Live?
I am ready to rock. I am ready to roll today. And, Dad, guess what? We have now officially released in beta our new interactive chat system. So all of you guys that are tuned into RBLlive.com, we're watching for your chat. So during the whole show from now on, you guys will be able to chat and interact and hang out with us during the show, hang out with our guests and topics of conversations. And if you guys have any suggestions or you want to tune in and you want to join in, the whole show is live and interactive now only on easywaypodcast.com, rblive.com. Make sure you click on that subscribe button there on the left and take a look at the new buttons, the profile button, the buy now button, the donate button, all the places that you can go while the show is happening live. Remember as well, this show is on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, all over the globe, and also gets syndicated to EasyWayNews.com. That's currently getting thousands of viewers on per post. And Dad, you know we've broken over 650,000 listens on Easy Way Radio now. So that's
wow.
That's cause for celebration, right?
That's pretty cool. I remember when you started a little broadcast in L.A. when you first started out called WTV, and it was a single-handed thing with, I was with the camera, and you were hitting the carpets and posting things when you got home, and that got up to 14 million views. That was pretty interesting. A lot of trips to L.A. for that one. But you are Mr. Interactive online. It's when I see this stuff, you're always creating something new, and that's what it's all about. Interactive. We didn't have that a long time ago. There was, you had the telephone. That was the interaction.
Well, we want to make it as interactive and as fun as possible for all of our members, and basically, guys. You guys are currently watching or listening to any of our podcasts, you can also interact with the network itself. We have a social network and a profile that you can build to actually interact with all the community that we have, which is close to 4,000 members now. And so make sure you create your free account at Easy Way. You go to rblive.com. At the top, you can click on the account button, and then you can create your own account, set up your own profile. But Dad, we got a fantastic show today.
Absolutely.
We have a financial expert who is very savvy in the finance world. She's actually a silver member of ours, and you can look her up. Her name's Heidi. If you guys want to connect with her and you like what she has to say on today's show, and Heidi's very passionate about helping others learn about their finance and I'll learn about how money works, and you can book an appointment with her or connect with her directly through our social networks if you like what you hear today. Then we have, of course, Carmelita's Corner that's right afterwards, and she has a skilled and I think is an award-winning painter. A lot of good stories behind the paintings. But we got to go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to have the hot topics. Dad, you always got some great hot topics and news. And remember, guys, don't forget to subscribe to rblive.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners,
Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. Get promotion on EASYWAY Magazine, EASYWAY Radio, EASYWAY TV. And join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, July 8th, we are into summer, and it was a, well, it was a busy travel weekend for the port. They broke some records, so people are getting out. And check your travel, though, when you're going out there, because we got some pretty heavy weather in some areas. Seems like there's a national holiday. Boy, I was looking, so I was going to share some of the national holidays. Seems like every day there's a national holiday. I'll give you an idea. Today is National Video Game Day, and it breaking kids or be a kid and not break a kid. Be a kid's day, a blueberry day, and for our members out there that have the name Denise, like I remember someone who did the Honor Thy Father's Awards, and that's a Denise. So. Denise Estelle, congratulations. It's National Denise Day. Oh, anyway, we'll go on and on. There's a lot of them. But interesting. Keep your eye on the weather because there's that hurricane, that heavy weather storm, B-E-R-Y-L, burial. Not sure if I pronounce it right, but it's heavy storms, heavy rain, and you got to keep your eye on that one. It's around Houston. And could be across the U.S. this week. So Democrats seem to be in kind of a turmoil. What's going on with the SARS moving forward with thing? He's staying put. Some of them are saying he should move aside. So we'll see what goes on with that. And we have thousands of Palestinians are fleeing the Israeli attack in Gaza City. Much aid is still coming across to the docks that the U.S. built. And Hamas accepts the U.S. proposal on the talks about releasing the hostages. So we have, there's so much. And, all right, so Marconi, the situation of the France elections favor the left now, but a lot of turbulence ahead. So we got to see how that pans out as far as the election went. So, Eric, there's just a lot. The Bloomberg philanthropy donates $1 billion to make John Hopkins Medical School free. That's a lot of money to help them. And the funds will also expand aid to help schools with other programs. And a lot of stuff, Eric, but I know we got to move along here because we're running a little bit behind in our time. The time goes so fast. But Americans are starting to look at the at-home industry as far as being in shape. I like that. The baby boomers are starting to, well, whether it's joining a club or buying the equipment at home, at least they're becoming more aware of being in shape. And a lot of stuff is being seen online on like Facebook. There, a lot of people are coming on giving you tips on foods to eat and certain exercises to do to help out. And I write some of them down sometimes. But that's a good thing, you know, staying in shape, because if you're not in shape, you're not going to be, so it's not going to help you much if you're successful in the field and then you wind up falling over. I've been doing that lately, had a couple falls myself. Be careful of that, especially with the seniors and the showers and things. I've got statistics on that, and it's off the charts with the number of people who do the slip and falls coming out of the shower, and it can be... It could be a game changer for your retirement, I'll tell you.
Well, that music means, Dad, that it's time to bring in our special guest, who is a silver member. You guys can look her up on the Easy Way Wall of Fame, Heidi Drummond. You know, she's an alternative wealth strategist, and she's learned that, you know, there's so much you can do in life, but when it comes to your money, you know, putting forth, you know, getting ready for the tax dollars, 401k, you know, doing stock investments, and, you know, the market doesn't take a nosedive. You need to make sure that you check that out, and Heidi knows all things in finance, and she's an expert in that field. And again, if you want to connect to Heidi, you can connect to her on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. But her passion is really behind helping others and understanding how their money works and how to get it to work harder for them and ensure that they don't run out of money in retirement. And there's a lot of baby boomers that are listening to the show, and you know, whether you're looking for a place or other than stock market, you know, put your money, you know, you can get double digit returns. And Heidi knows that pathway. She knows all about that. So we're going to learn more about what to do with your money. And again, connect with Heidi at the Easy Way Wall of Fame. If you want to connect with what she says today, welcome to the show, Heidi Drummond.
Heidi, welcome to the show, Heidi. Heidi, how is Heidi? There she is. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
And I'll tell you what, Heidi, everybody has got their ears plugged in here because you read so much about what's going on and everything could fall apart and there could be another recession, there could be another this, that. And but you sit back and think, okay, well, what does that actually mean? I mean, there's rumors about banks closing up. It's going to be a tricky question here, but what is the safe place? I mean, do you keep money in savings, which you know there's not much interest there? Should you keep them in your stocks? What do you recommend? Is there really some spooky thing ahead for us, or what do you think?
Well, I can't tell the future, but yes, there are a lot of opinions out there that there are some not good things coming, but all we can do is the best that we can with what we know today. And that's what I help with, is understand what they have, where they are, and where they want to go, and different tools that are available to them to get there. And it's not the same for everybody. You know, everybody has a different risk threshold. I do want to clarify, though, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just somebody that figured this stuff out for myself, and now I want to share it with anybody else who's trying to figure it out. There's so many things
that we need
to understand about how it works. So
we need that. And, you know, was it anything in particular that got you down this path? Because maybe you did a little research and you're finding out that everybody really isn't set just because they get to retirement. There's a lot of people out there that don't have that $2 million in savings. What was it that took you down the path to financial?
Well, it was a few years ago that I could see my retirement on the horizon, and I got to thinking, where's my money coming from? What's my money doing? What did my financial advisor tell me what to do with my money? And I just started digging in and figuring things out and come to find out that I didn't like the stuff that my financial advisor had told me to do. And so I moved money around and learned about different opportunities out there that most people don't know about. And I just, once I figured it out for myself, I felt like there probably were a few people out there that could benefit from this knowledge. So that's what I am as an educator.
So I like that because this is hands-on. You got down to the nitty-gritty and you figured it out. So there's a lot of stuff coming up on the Facebook and all these things, and they're saying, wow, look at this person saying this and this person saying that, and they had $500 in the bank and they bought a few penny stocks for pennies on the dollar, and all of a sudden they're worth $10,000 a share. And they're, you know, you see these stories, their picture of them next to their big yacht and everything, and a year ago they were broke. So if somebody was out, what would you say when they have a few thousand, as far as the stock market goes, how do you, what's the best way to tiptoe into that world that you're not too familiar with, but you don't want to lose out, say the AI world, you know, like, hey, this is interesting, and I don't want to be the guy sitting on the sidelines that a year ago I could have got into this and I didn't, and now my neighbor did it, and he's got a brand new car that he paid cash for. What would you say as far as stocks go?
I do not say anything about stocks. I have no money in the stock market. I don't want I don't want to take that risk because you just don't know.
Okay.
Heidi, what would you say your expertise lane in money is?
Really, my expertise is helping somebody understand where they are, because a lot of people don't understand where they are. They don't even know what they have to even get started looking at what to do with what they have. You know, they've got this CD, that CD. They have this 401k from that job, this 401k from that job, you know. And so initially I just help them get all their ducks in one row so we can see where they're starting from.
Okay, so break that down to me. You said that you help them get all their ducks in one row and basically help them get started with money. So break down your onboarding process and what a customer would get as far as a takeaway if they were to hire you as a money strategist.
Well, first of all, I don't charge anybody to work with them to help them understand where they are. That's just my gift to them. We go through and do a financial needs analysis and get all of their information in one place so that we can look at it. And once we see what we have, what they have, then we find out what are their goals? What are they trying to achieve? Are they, you know, everybody's situation is different. Are they single? Do they have kids? No kids? Spouse? Grandkids? You know, everybody's different. You know, I myself, I'm single and I have no children. So I was all about finding out how I could make as much money with the money that I have and spend all my money before I die. You know, I mean, but other people want to leave a legacy for their family. And other people, you know, everybody's goals are different. So that's the second step. After we look at everything they have, figuring out what it is they really want to do with their future. You know, you hear stories of people that, you know, they retire and they don't do anything because they want to give their money to their kids. Well, I can show you how you can retire, spend your money, and still give money to your kids. You know,
Can you give us an example? Hold on, Dad. I would love to get like a case study example, or can you share a story with us, Heidi? And I'm just trying to edify you as the expert you are in money strategy. Can you share a story with us on one of your clients that you helped make more money or save more money or manage their money, just so our listening audience can get a better idea and wrap their head around your direct expertise?
Well, there are a lot of different stories. I had, you know, a while ago, one of the things that I help people with is different areas to put their money that's not tied to the stock market that gives them double-digit returns. And there was a period of time there where I had people that were in a vehicle that was paying them 10% every 90 days. And that, you know, good things don't last forever. And that was great for a while, and people made a lot of money in that deal. And then once that went away, we had this extra money and we were able to put it in something else. I can't really give you specifics on specific people, but it's really, what do they want? I'm more of an educator than I am I'm not a financial advisor. It's money.
That's really interesting. You say that so 10% on return on their money, because I'm a stock investor myself. I invest into like technology, a lot of technology stock. And I get a return on my money, but it's not a real fast return. Sometimes it depends on what type of stock it is. But you said that you got somebody 10% on their money or double their money or whatever it is. Give us an example of how you did that. So again, I'm just trying to get our listeners to understand why they would want to get in touch with you, and if you could share a story. Our listeners always enjoy stories, but I'm just trying to wrap my head around how you're helping our customers, our members, our listeners get more money for their money.
And there's a big difference in 10% and doubling your money. And the the risk goes up substantially when people are talking about these high returns.
And guys, remember, we are live and interactive right now, where you guys can chat, you can ask your questions, tune in and tell your friends, you can press the share button. So can you answer that for us, Heidi?
So for myself, I can use my own example. I had I was able to get into a situation where I could double my money in 3 years, and I took all of my money out of an annuity, actually, and put it in this, and it's doubling in 3 years, and that's going to be grow a lot faster than it would if it had been in the annuity. And then I can turn back around and put some more money into the annuity. So it gave me much more flexibility because I had a larger pile of money to work with.
Okay.
There's a survey that they said, according to a survey, 53% have less than $10,000 saved, 53% of Americans. And,
right.
What would you say a good start is? If somebody's out there saying, well, you know, I got a few $1,000s, I'm 45 years old or whatever, where would be the start gate, going out the gate?
You know, hold on, dude. Let me ask this. What makes you passionate about doing this? You know, like why did you go down the path of being an alternative wealth strategist, basically? But what's your passion behind your purpose?
My passion really is to help people not run out of money in retirement, because that is the scariest, saddest thing when you see somebody 85 years old and they have to go be a greeter at Walmart because they don't have any
money. Right. That's right. I see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one of the questions I ask people is, would you rather be rich or would you rather have a guarantee that you would never be poor? You know, so I help. It doesn't matter how much you start with. It's what you do with it. You know, one of the things that the common train of thought is, I'll put all my money in a 401k and I'll pay off my house and I should be set, you know, with Social Security. Well, a lot of people don't understand that the money you're putting in the 401k is not your money. It's your money and the tax man's money. That money has not been taxed. So that money will get taxed when you start taking it out. Now, I don't know if people realize this, but during the pandemic, the government printed up 40% more of the money supply. They increased our money supply by 40%. That's why we have so much inflation right now. And so my question to them is, do you think that taxes are going to be higher or lower in the future? Probably higher and probably a lot higher. So, you know, the 401k vehicle, when it was first introduced, tax rates were really high. So the whole idea of putting it in before tax and then paying the taxes out later was because they thought the tax rates will be going down. Well, now the tax rates are going to be going up. You're putting money in tax-free now and not paying the taxes now, whereas later you're going to have a higher tax rate to pay. So the 401k doesn't make any sense anymore. But nobody explains that to people. You know, so they just do what employers tell them to do. You know, if nothing else, start putting your money into a 401k Roth if your company offers that to you. You know,
The safest investment with the highest return would be something like a high-yield savings account or a money market fund, a short-term certificate of deposit, and so on. But then there's other investments people talk about, they might invest in something different, like the antique cars or coins, you know, classic cars. Things like that.
What's your thought on the money change, Heidi? You know, a lot of people are saying that the dollar is going to go away and it's going to go to gold and it's going to go to other type of currency.
I'm sure that will happen somewhere in the future, but I think right now that would be a very hard thing for them to pull off, because there are a lot of people out there that don't have access to technology and they depend on the dollar bill. You know, the low-income people, the homeless, they need that paper money.
Oh, yeah. They said it would be a disaster if they did that around the world. So that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, but they are making a lot of headway and a lot of movements. Most of the banks, if you do research, have all gone to cryptocurrency. And a lot of them, from what I'm hearing, are starting to move towards gold. So if you look at the mainstream brick-and-mortar platforms, if they're going down a direction, wouldn't you think that that's kind of, you know, showing that
kind of the way it's going. Yeah. Yeah. But then again, you know, when you think about it, how often do you see somebody going to the store pulling out cash? I mean, people are getting used to the cards and everything.
That's another thing that I teach my clients about is that, you know, if you pay cash for stuff, that money is gone.
Yeah.
And we show you ways to get your money to earn twice as much for every dollar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So without going into all the specifics, we have ways that can show you how to do that tax-free. You know, we also
the OPM strategy.
So some of the things that I'm sorry, go ahead, Heidi.
No, I was just going to say, and Social Security is another thing, you know. People don't know that there are different things that you can do with Social Security so it becomes inheritable, so that it can earn twice as much for you. And there are ways to make your Social Security tax-free. So
some of the things
you know,
that you, and we only have another minute left, and we got to get to the next segment. I just want to get this out for everybody. Some of the things that you teach your clients are, you know, banking, IRS, your advisor, and you may not want them to. You may not want them to know a few things to help your clients. You teach them. It looks like how to pay off mortgages up to 70% faster. Earn double-digit rates of return safely, eliminate or drastically reduce student loan payments, ways to put their retirement funds to work so they don't have to run out of money. It sounds like you have a lot of expertise, and we definitely recommend you guys go check out Heidi Drummond at the Easy Way Network. Look her up on the Easy Way Wall of Fame or easywayi.com. If you want to connect with Heidi, the interactive chat is there. If you have any questions, and Heidi, you've been a fantastic guest today. We're so glad to have you. Is there anything that we missed that you want to let our listeners know?
Oh, there's so much. You know, we could talk for hours. I would.
Oh,
like
I could say we need to have you back, Heidi. There's too much. I mean, I had a list of 50 questions. People calling in, like, there's so much. So let's plan that. We have you back.
We do a free webinar every Thursday evening at 7:30. So I will make sure that link is my profile so people can check that
absolutely
out.
Yeah, you know, actually, Heidi, since you are a upgraded member, we've added an event button to your profile. So when you go on to the event section of your dashboard, you can add that event to the event section, and it will automatically go on to your profile. So anybody that hits your profile will also hit your event now.
Thank you very much.
I know. If people take the time to do some of the stuff that you're talking about, it's a game changer when you get older. And, boy, I'll tell you what, when you get older, you appreciate that kind of stuff. I wish I would have had a Heidi around 40 years ago, 50 years ago.
It really is. And, Heidi, we definitely want to have you back. You've been a great guest. But we got to get to Carmelita's Corner now. And thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in.
Thank you, Heidi.
That was Heidi.
Thank you.
And remember, guys, the pitch party is coming up July 18th, easywaypitchparty.com.
Yep.
We'll be right back at Carmelita's Corner.
Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit easywaywalloffame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit EZWayFamily.com, register for free, and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there.
Like a drop.
are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello there, Radio Land. How are you doing today? Hope you're feeling grand. I am. I've got a wonderful reason for feeling that way. I've got a wonderful friend I've known for many, many years. He's quite an established artist. In fact, he is a world-renowned artist. His colorful, prolific art, I mean, when I say prolific, I mean he just really gets it out there. He must be cranking it out 24/7, but he's got a collection that is unbelievable. I've been at his art gallery in Beverly Hills, and the collection is just beyond your imagination. It is basically inspired by modern masters, styles of art such as Cubism and Art Expressionism, and he has his own way of handling that with the way he selects his colors and mixes and blends them. And his work has been seen extensively in many countries, many continents, and he has works that are in collections from the record companies such as Sony, Motown Records. And he's got collectors such as Holland Dozier Hollian Music and much more than that as well. And his works are, like I said, in collections worldwide by many prominent names. He's also, as a philanthropist, benefited charities such as the Magic Johnson Foundation, Debbie Allen Dance Academy, and the Multiple Sclerosis, International Christian Aid, and the AIDS Foundation, and most recently, a event that was held in Beverly Hills at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, where he honored Wolfgang Puck with a big painting, which was unveiled at his exhibition there, along with the painting that he did to recognize the homeless. And it is a work of art that was on exhibition to dedicated to benefit the homeless by feeding them. And his art was just widely received there by his son, the son of Wolfgang Puck, who presented it with him. And also we had the Wet Productions head there, who was very instrumental in producing it and promoting it. So without any further ado, let me bring on Emmy Lou, because there's so much more I could say about him, but I could go on and on. Emmy, are you there?
Yes.
Very good. Yeah, I was kind of rambling there for a minute. But anyway, we go way back, and I met you because of Vonnie Hilton Sweeney. She was a shaker and a mover in the music industry, and I often thought of her as a music mogul because of her role, you know, as part of the music industry, as the founder of the pre-Grammy Music Industry Celebration. And in fact, I have a funny story about that, because even though she was a member of NARAS, they thought, because of her use of the name pre-Grammy, that there was some kind of a conflict there. So she changed it to the pre-Grammy Music Industry Celebration, and that seemed to work okay. But anyway, we have a lot of stories that we could share. Tell me, how did you meet Vonnie Hilton Sweeney?
Well, that's a real long story, because that moment, because my father was an ambassador to the United States for years, and he had moved to Britain, where I grew up and studied my work, fine art, in London School of Art. So in 1992, I came to California through a famous interior designer, Ian Tyson. I stayed with him for a few weeks. He had he's a British guy. He's from England. And he called me in London. I was actually producing music that time. I was not too much in painting. I'd actually got away from painting. So our record company collapsed. And then Ian called me and said, Amy, I'm an Englishman, but you're not going to make it in London. What you need to do is join me here in California. In fact, matter of fact, at that time, he had made a project with one of the guys who produced Star Trek. He was working on his property, and they were going to pay an artist $2 million. So that deal I lost because I thought it wasn't a very real deal. I knew this guy. He told me a lot of things when we were younger in London that didn't pan out good. So I finally accepted. I came here in 1992, to cut the story short. So when I came here, he had issues with his wife, so they ended up advising me to leave the property. So I actually technically almost became a homeless person because I didn't have a lot of money in my pocket, and he had given me a small project. He gave me $2,000. So that money ran out because he had put me in a motel there in Burbank. So in that process, I started navigating Los Angeles a little bit. It was rough. So I went to the Universal Studios, and I had an appointment there with one of the managers. And I told him, look, I'm an artist from London. I would like to do some shows. Actually, I've punched a lot of international hotels in Africa and one in Scotland. And I told this guy, look, I'd like to see if I can get a project here. The guy was clear. He was like, Amy, the hotel has been here for a while. There's no way we can give you any commission or any project. What I would advise you to do is to I'm going to show you a spot. You put one or two or three pieces, but you have to be here every day, which was very trying for me. I didn't have a lot of money to go back and forth where I was living in Burbank. So I waited for him in one of the reception rooms. He said, Amy, I've got two major appointments. You have to wait for me. I waited for 30 minutes. Now, what occurred is that there was a book in front of me there. As a matter of fact, I'm writing about this story in my book, coming book. So I looked at the book, and what surprised me that every page, was quite a big volume, every page has words of compliment. And these are words from celebrities who have stayed there for years. So I opened every page, Michael Jackson, Madonna, Elton John, mention all the international celebrities on the planet who stayed there. They're there. So in the middle of the book, I see two business cards. And one of them said James Brown, and one of them said Vonnie Sweeney Hilton, James Brown West Coast Incorporated. Matter of fact, they had an office there on Sunset Vine. It's still there. The building is still there, but they left me years ago. So I said to myself, wait a minute. I've never seen any card from a celebrity. Probably if there's what we call spiritual bearings. I even prayed. I said, good Lord. Is it bad for me to take this car? Will it be theft, given the trials I'm going through in my life? One of the side of my brain says, Amy, no harm. There are three cars. There are actually three of them. One of them was just James Brown and the phone number. And I said, just take it. And I said, what if there's a camera in here and they see me take this card? I'll be in trouble. But I just took it. I put it in my pocket. Probably if there's what we call, what spiritually call God, I doubt he would take me to hell for having made that move. So I put the card in my pocket, and then the meeting was about to occur. The guy said, Amy, give me 2 minutes. So he comes in. And when he stands, he doesn't say a word. I'm like, uh-oh, they've got me. Maybe they've got cameras. They've noticed that I've taken it. It wasn't like that. So Amy, come on in. It was very gregarious, the meeting was very compendious. We didn't stay a lot of time there. So he says, Amy, let me take you over there. He showed me the space, and then he said, can you put something here? He said, yeah, you've got to give me at least a month. I need to do the artwork and all that because I'm from London. He understood it. So He goes back to his office. He said, have breakfast. He gave me free breakfast. Then I had my meal. And then when I finished my meal, I was still buzzing around the hotel. I hear some kind of fracas, like a commotion. And then I stood in front of the group that was approaching. Actually, the good thing is that I had a very good British suit. European suits are more heavier than American suit because of the weather there. So I stood and I walked. I said, what is going on? And I could tell some of these guys were black people. Two of them were white, two Mexican, and three of them were black. And they were well-dressed in suits, but they looked like bodyguards. I could tell these guys must be guarding someone. And then the closer they approached, I noticed in between there's a short guy. Carmelita, you remember James Brown? He attended some of our events. He wasn't that tall.
Yeah, no.
He was a short guy. So once I approached them, they think that I'm one of the management team. So that made me look like, okay, hey, brother, what are you doing here? I say, well, I'm doing good. So you guys, whatever you mean. Yeah, we're here with Mr. James Brown, blah, 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 blah. And I say, oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. I told the bodyguard, can you believe my father used to buy these guys' records when I was a kid? He is. And he approaches me. Hey, brother, man, what are you doing here? I said, oh, Mr. James Brown, I'm honored to be here. I never dreamed in my life I'd meet a big guy, a big celebrity like you. Because I don't worry about that. What are you doing here? I said, I'm an artist, blah, blah, blah. So I tell him, look, I've even done a painting of you. Could I have your contact? The guy said, so that's enough. Okay, we're going to get you out of here. We're going to get Mr. James Brown out of here. So I said, oh, my God, I made this man. What do I do? Someone said, Amy, you don't have to do nothing. You got his card in your pocket. And that's what I call human coincidences in life. So I went away. The first thing, I didn't have a car. I couldn't even afford to rent a cab because I was saving my money, giving the money, running down with the motel. I was up to $300. Quite a long story. And the guy at the motel, they're still there, the Burbank Motel. Don't worry, it's there in Burbank near the in Burbank. Let's not make the conversation too long. So I said, Amy, you're up to $300. Your immigration status is expiring. You need to get out of here. But suddenly I said to myself, Amy, don't leave the hotel. All you need to do is ask for a phone, if they can help you to make a phone call. They couldn't. They said, sir, you have to be a guest here. So I had to walk all the way down. Now, those are not the cell phone. That's not the cell phone era. That's the era of land. I mean, when you have these boats on the streets, ubiquitously. You'd go anywhere, you find a boat. You have to put some time to line up. So I went down the road to Lancashire. I'd seen a boat there, and then there was a line. I said, Amy, whatever you do, do not get out of here. Let them finish their calls and make the call. That's what changed my life, Carmelita. I've told these people internationally, everywhere. I've told people this segment. If it wasn't that moment, I don't think probably I'd be where I'm at right now because I was ready to go back to London and establish myself in London, which was a very tough call. Britain is kind of different. It's not the United States. Making it in London. They even are saying if you can make it in London, you can make it anywhere on the planet. It's very tough. So I made the call. I'm answering. That's why it took me so long to come to this. So I made the call, looked at the card, and it has Vaughn on it, Bonnie Sweeney Hilton. I made the call, and the message was very clear. It says, this is Mr. James Brown. Matter of fact, James Brown had been jailed. So that week, he was released from jail. So when I made the call, Bonnie says, this is Mr. James Brown, West Coast, Representative West Coast, Coast Branch. We here to represent Mr. I don't know, I used to act, but now I can't act anymore. But they're taking me. This is Venezuelan here. This is Mr. James Brown, blah, blah, blah. By the way, Mr. James Brown is out of incarceration, so he's going to start his world tour and all that. And then she says, if you want to leave your name, clearly, we'll be more than glad to get back to you. And this is the most powerful line she leaves there. She says, and remember, what we are is our gift from God. What we become is our gift to him. I wrote it down. and I left my message. Now, those days, there was an Englishman in London who had taught me to disguise myself. Carmelita, you're an artist yourself. Most people look down upon artists. They think we are starving artists. So even when you're buying art, they give you low prices because they think they're just helping you out. So when I left the message, I was not any loot. And that card I played for years. I'm John Spencer. That was a code name from London. Vanessa Winnie Hilton, this is John Spencer. I'm more than honored. I'm elated to hear your voice. And I understand you represent Mr. James Brown. And by the way, I met Mr. James Brown a few minutes ago. And I would like to mention that I've got an original work of art that celebrates his life. I left that message there. There was no painting. There was nothing. And I've made a lot of deals like that. When I make it appear that I've got blood, they go, oh, my God, let's see what you have. So 1 week passed, and then I was there in a gang-infested area there in Glendale because my residence at the motel expired. The guy threw out my bags. He said, sir, we cannot help you stay here anymore. In fact, I was about to start begging for money on adjacent, there's a grocery store there. That time it was Albertson, but they changed those stores to Bond, I think, didn't they? So I was there. In fact, I walked to the Albertson store, almost trying to beg. Then while I'm walking there, I see five Mexican guys who used to work for the British guy. And they said, oh, amigo, amigo. I said, well, I don't know the family. They recognized me on the street. So I said, okay. Let me stop. They had a ramshackle. Well, you know, they brought like these gardeners. They have beat up cars, but they do the work. So they say, Andy, come on. Where are you staying? So I've been staying here. I had my bags. I had a small bag with my clothes. They say, Andy, what happened to you? You're an educated guy. Why are you on the street? I said, they kicked me out of the house. They threw me out of here. Money's run out. I'm about to get to call my airline to get back to London. Amigo, don't go, America. You're an educated guy. So they spoke in their eclectic accent like I do. So I jumped into the car. They took me to a gang-infested there in Glendale. That's how I get to know Vaughn. Now, once I'm trying to make the conversation a little briefer. So when I went to Glendale, they put me in a two-bedroom house. Poor guys. They said, hey, amigo, we have two bedrooms, but we're going to share one room. You take the other one. They even put a phone number for me, a landline. There are two landlines. They, amigo, we know your situation. I told them I had a daughter in London. They wanted to take care of my baby. She was about, I think, 9 years. The social services won't take. I said, I can't let that happen. So they housed me. Now, while I'm there, I would walk from Glendale to Hollywood, if all of you know how long that stretch is.
Oh, my goodness.
I would walk on foot. So the reason I walked on foot, I had at least $200 remaining in my pocket. And I wanted to save it that when I renew my ticket, I can at least I have some money when I arrive in London. So I would walk on the street. I walked to a bookstore. It's still there. It was a celebrity bookstore where you buy photographs signed by blah, blah, paparazzi and all that. By celebrities, sold by paparazzi. So I walked in there and I asked this guy. I said, do you have a James Brown photograph? I said, no. James Brown is no longer hip. That was the movement of hip-hop. It was big time. They're sampling his records. So he looked at a stack of photographs. At the bottom of it, I see Mr. James Brown's photograph. And then there was a next-door library. I looked for a book there, and I found a book about Mr. James Brown. I read the whole book the whole evening. Now, my challenge was to get a canvas. Now, once I get a canvas, I said, no, don't get a canvas. Wait until you see if you get a call from James Brown's office. After getting this book and the photograph, within 2 days, I was actually about to sleep. I retrieved my voicemail. That same day, somebody called. And I remember this moment truly well every day in Los Angeles. Whenever I've got that memory is indelible, is inexorable. I remember even now, in the morning, I thought about, wait a minute, I'm here because of that moment. So the message says, this is Vaughn Sweeney Hilton. We are looking for Mr. John Spencer. he left a message that he presents Amy Lou, a London famous artist. That was all made up. London famous artist, blah, blah, blah. Can we set up an appointment with you, Mr. James, John Spencer? We would like, I talked to Mr. James Brown. He would like us to look at the painting. And you come later, you're an artist yourself. If you have a challenge like that, you can do a piece that others do for 6 months. You can do it in two days. I called a friend of mine to loan me $100. It's a long story. I got the $100. I walked to Hollywood. We went to Aaron Brothers. They were already closed. They closed last year, probably. They had a lot of material there. I bought the canvas, 48 by 60, and I did that painting one whole night. I didn't sleep. I remember that day was a Monday. I finished the painting the following morning, and I made the call back. Because I didn't want to call the office before anything tangible. So Bonnie was there. Oh, James Spencer, we're glad to speak with you. Blah, blah, blah. James Brown really wants to talk to you. Then I said, okay, I've got a painting here by Amy Lou. Where is Amy Lou? I said, Amy Lou is in London. He's a practicing artist there, but we'll present him here. So, okay, Amy, let's cut the good chase. We're about to start traveling with Mr. James Brown internationally. When can we look at the work? We made the appointment summarily there. I said, okay, make sure you're here on Friday. That was a Monday. She says, make sure you actually know Wednesday. Make sure, John Spencer, you're here on Wednesday at 11, exactly 11 o'clock. Now, I beg my friend who loaned me $100 to go and take a photograph of this painting. We enlarged the photograph, a large print, and we framed it very nicely because the canvas was 48 by 60. Camilleta, probably you're familiar with that size. It's a large, large canvas. Now, we call for the appointment. And she was clear, guys, I know you're, of course she knew I was black, you're black people, but we have a problem. Whenever we do appointments with black people, we call it, I didn't even know that at that time because I was from London. The slang here is different from London. So here you have CPT type, color people. She says, you are not going to play that with Mr. James Brown. If you're not here by 11 o'clock, the appointment is canceled and it's going to be very difficult to get back to you guys. We were there 10 o'clock. Instead of 11, to make sure that we're there spot on. And when we arrived with our covered print, we went to their conference room, and then this guy, I've even forgotten, I've forgotten his name. I think it was Frank something. He unveiled the piece. He told Bonnie to look at the wall, so she doesn't know how we're going to unveil this painting. So we unveiled the work of art. Vani fell on that chair. You remember she was kind of heavy size, Camelita, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
And then
Vani
fell on that. I was going to work. Has she got a heart attack or something? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. She couldn't believe I did that painting. I did that painting. It's not online, but I'm going to post it for the audience to see in case they want to check. And tonight, I'm going to do it today. That
Listen,
painting shows
Amy,
that painting
you know,
James Brown.
You know, you're right in the middle at the highlight of the story.
Yeah, I saw
but
that.
We've
so
actually
I mean,
gone over time.
I think we have, yeah.
I just want to say one thing. You know, I'm glad that you did get that opportunity to do that, and I had no idea the background behind it because actually I was going to do a portrait of James Brown. And
wow.
Bonnie even had me talk to him, and he said, I want you to put the Apollo Theater in it. I was getting ready to do the portrait. And I don't know why it came up about the same time as yours. I didn't even know you were in the picture. I don't even think I
wow.
knew you then. But anyway, yeah, but anyway, I'm glad that it all worked out and that you have achieved the status that you have now and even have your own art gallery in Beverly Hills. And you just
yes,
had this most amazing exhibit at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, and you told me that, you know, some of the guests that were there, they were very prominent, such as Beyonce's mom, you know, she, Tina Knowles was there and many others, and I could go on.
And they all bought my work. That was happening. They promised me the collectors, of course.
Right, and I don't know if Debbie Joyce is listening. I told her to tune in, and I know that... you know, first lady of Motown. She's at the dentist's office right now, but she'll probably try to catch the rerun, and many others, you know, Faye Hauser. I had invited a lot of those people that did come, Beverly Todd and so many others. And so it was a wonderful, wonderful event. Tell them real quick about the new event you have coming up July 20th.
Well, July 20th, we'll do a yearly celebration of art, music, jazz, wine. So I'm doing a big party at the gallery, and it's free of charge. I never charge people to come to my gallery in Beverly Hills. So it's July 20th. It starts at 7:30. And those people who have heard this, they're free, feel free to come around and look at art, socialize. My gallery's made millionaires. People don't even believe that. People have become millionaires through my gallery. People have become celebrities through my gallery. Because what this gallery does, it invites the last big celebrity that is Patti LaBelle, Frida Payne. Alicia was supposed to be, Alicia Keys, but she had a prior engagement. So when people come to this kind of events, they socialize. And I'm honored today to be speaking with this elegant woman, Carmelita. She's supported my gallery unfathomably. I don't think words can express the gratitude embedded in my appreciation up to now. Carmelita has supported my gallery in numerous ways. She's an accomplished artist. She's helped a lot of people. I remember I'm leaving you with this, Carmelita. One time we're doing the programming. That time was kind of a semi-executive with Vonnie Sweeney. I ran a lot of our marketing stuff. We ran out of money because some fools had already stolen a lot of money from our pocket. So Carmelita came through. She jumped in. Carmelita was in tears. I remember she was going, Emmy, they're going to sue me. Carmelita called me, Emmy, not where I have to figure this out. She didn't tell me what she's going to figure out. Bottom line, Carmelita put in more than $10,000 in that event that was held at Roosevelt Hotel. I think that was 1996. And that's James Brown showed up during that event, I remember.
Well, actually, that was a different one. The one, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the second
one.
But sorry. One
no, I'm sorry.
That,
you're right. It was the
I think James Brown showed up at the Roosevelt Hotel.
Yeah, you're right. It was the Roosevelt Hotel. Okay, well, listen,
okay,
I'm hearing the RQ. They're going to give us the hook in a minute. tell them the website so they can know how to find your art gallery.
Okay, I have two websites. The first one is EMMYLU, Emmy Lou Fine Art, EmmyLouFineArt.com.
All right.
Okay,
well, I hope they'll look you up. We have to end the show now. We are over time. Thank you so much for coming
on.
Great hearing your story. We appreciate you. We'll look for you on the Easy Way Wall of Fame if you're on there. And again, another round of applause for Carmelita's Corner, everybody. Thank you so much.
Great segment. I love it.
Another great segment, another great show, and we apologize to the guest that was supposed to come on the third segment. We'll have you back. Sorry that didn't work out. And everybody else, we hope you enjoyed the interactive chat feature, which is something new that we're adding to the EasyWay podcast system. And just understand that on the EasyWay network, we now give you a buy now button, a profile button, a donate button, an event button, a podcast, so much right there on your profile. So, and an appointment button as well. So if anybody's interested in getting in touch with you, they can book an appointment or just connect with you right there on our social network, Easy Way Interactive. It is free to create an account, easywaynetwork.com. Please subscribe to rblive.com, rblive.com, or set up your own podcast on easywaypodcast.com. Check the show out on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, and so much more. We'll look for your profile, guys. So we have to get out of here because I have a meeting I got to get to, Dad, and the show was just too good. The time just flew by.
Sounds good.
We're gonna go ahead. There's a couple people that are live still on air, and we're gonna go ahead and give everybody a chance to say hello. The lines are open if you guys want to say hello on air, and say goodbye on air because we got to go. But if you guys are there, go ahead and say hello and how much you enjoyed the show. Anybody there? The lines are open. Anybody there? Go ahead and say hello if you're there.
We're getting some on the back lot there. Saying
we have about 17 different lines open right now, Dad. So I guess people are shy. Just say hello. All right. Well, that's enough time. That's all the time we have for today. So thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure that you go to Easy Way podcast.com or rblive.com and subscribe for the next show. If you want to be a guest, you can also scroll down and then click on become a guest. Or if you want to be an advertiser on Easy Way Network with over 650,000 listens, you can email us at easywayfamily@gmail.com or click on I want to be an advertiser down at the bottom. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Thank you so much for pressing the share button and interacting with us live. Definitely a shout out to everybody that tuned in live and all the people that are going to be tuning in on the archive, the replay of the show. We'll be watching for
that. Oh, yeah.
We'll be watching for all the interaction. Make sure you create your free account and we'll catch you guys next week. Thank you so much. 10 a.m.
Thank you, Heidi.
Pacific Standard Time. Yes. Thank you, Heidi.
We're going to have to have her back.
I'll get you connected, Dad. I've connected to Heidi a couple times. You guys just need to get reconnected. Thank you so much, guys. Tune in next week, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Same Radio Boomers time, same Radio Boomers channel, powered by Easy Way Network.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.